USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserved to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch to begin with. Epstein awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges and had just been taken off suicide watch. Attorney General Bill Barr calling for a full investigation. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi, where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. McAleenan telling NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The recent mass shootings, the main point of conversation on the Sunday talk shows. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on CBS's Face the Nation saying he doesn't believe the president wants to see anybody hurt, but says his language divides the country.
President Trump and nobody else wants to see people mowed down and killed, and I've never said that. He does not want to see that.
Sanders saying he thinks President Trump creates the climate for mass shooting events, but doesn't believe he wants to see them carried out. A manhunt is over in Tennessee for an inmate accused of killing a prison administrator and escaping prison on a tractor. The Department of Corrections says Curtis Watson is back in custody after being seen early Sunday morning on surveillance in Henning, about an hour north of Memphis. He'd been serving time on aggravated kidnapping charges when he escaped the West Tennessee State Penitentiary in Henning while on work detail. Universal Studios canceling the release of the movie The Hunts after a wave of backlash, the movie depicting privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. This coming after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump having a back and forth with the former presidential communications director. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Former White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci firing back at President Trump. On Saturday night, Trump tweeted that Scaramucci seems to be, quote, the all-time expert on him, though Trump added, he knows very little about me, adding Scaramucci lasted 11 days in the communications director's position. Scaramucci taking to Twitter after that to say he has fully supported the president, but, quote, recently he has said things that divide the country in a way that's unacceptable. The former communications director adding that Trump turns on everyone in the end. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Zers say they feel lonely. Here's Jennifer Breeden.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts stating that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe that curated versions young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts stating the issue is too complex and solutions must consider multiple societal causes.
And the 2019 Teen Choice Awards being handed out this evening, the ceremony being held on the sand in Hermosa Beach. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.